There's been a lot of talk about tight ends in this year's draft, and while Notre Dame's Troy Nicholas isn't considered the top player at the position, he's one of the top ones and is projected to be picked on the draft's second day. Nicholas didn't have any eye-popping numbers as a pass catcher at Notre Dame, but it's the blocking skills he adds to the receiving talent that scouts have liked.
Yeah, I definitely feel a little bit different. I think it's good because it differentiates me a little bit from them. I can get in there and block a little bit, and I enjoy blocking. I think that's something that I could use to my advantage.
Nicholas is next in the line of Notre Dame tight ends to enter the NFL, following John Carlson, Kyle Rudolph, and Tyler Eifert. He actually converted from linebacker to tight end after his first college season at head coach Brian Kelly's suggestion, and it couldn't have worked out better.
Yeah, I was definitely all for it. Coach Kelly asked me if I wanted to switch to tight end after a year of playing outside linebacker and playing a couple games, or starting one game, playing all 12. I was all for it. That's the position I wanted to play coming into Notre Dame anyways.
Nicholas caught just 5 passes in 2012, but as a regular starter in 2013, he snagged 32 passes for 498 yards and 5 TDs, and after a good postseason evaluation, decided to enter the draft a year early. Just like the Packers' Clay Matthews, Nicholas's uncle is Pro Football Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews, and watching his career from afar has fueled his dreams for some time. And those dreams influenced his decision to not wait any longer to turn pro.
I guess the biggest thing was just kind of going back to my childhood. It's what I've always wanted to do. I always wanted to play in the NFL. Growing up watching my uncle play for the Tennessee Titans first for the Houston Oilers, then for the Tennessee Titans, going to Canton, Ohio, watching him being inducted in the Hall of Fame. It's kind of something I always knew that I wanted to do.